hope you're not full, because we're serving up your morning show leftovers right now.
Here's my doozy, because Hoodie walked in and said he's a doozy of leftovers. I said, I have a doozy one first.
Doozy so. Up.
Welcome to
the podcast. Arguing over doozies?
Well, Hoodie, I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know. I hope if we can always take this up. I knew you had a heart condition.
Yeah,
I do. Since when? Did anybody else know that?
My whole life.
I didn't know that. No.
So can I ask what the condition is and what it means?
Yeah. So I'm missing a bicuspid aortic valve. So your heart has four chambers. Mine only has three chambers in it.
Did we lose it? Did we misplace it?
It's just never happened? It's a genetic thing.
Okay.
My great uncle has it and I have it. So we're the only two people in my family to have it.
But you still played sports in high school.
So pretty much the only thing I've had to do with it is I had to take like special medicine before I went to the dentist because like the cleaning material that you use to clean your teeth.
Yeah.
Somehow, I don't know how it goes from my throat to my heart, but it could.
It's an entrance to the body.
Yeah. But that was until I was 13. But ever since then, I haven't had to do anything. I've had to go. It's funny is that I've gotten ultrasound, so I relate to pregnant people.
No, I've gotten. I've gotten ultrasounds too. It's the weird goopy feeling, and then it's like it's a tingly sensation.
Yeah.
That's another story entirely. But the reason I bring it up because you found your doctor. What was the?
Yeah. So for the past 4 years since I moved back, I've had a hard time finding an adult cardiologist just because I've had the same one since I was one. So
right.
When I was 18, then I was not a child, couldn't go to the children's hospital anymore. Obviously, as a grown man,
that kind of sucks because you have somebody working with the most important organ in your body for 18 years, and now you just got to go switch to somebody else.
Yeah, so part of me was it's because I a little picky, and I was I want someone who's more experienced. my heart,
not somebody fresh out of the joint.
And also because my great uncle had open heart surgery a couple years ago.
Oh my goodness!
So I had to get the right doctor. I'm you're going to be with me for life right now.
Right.
So I didn't want a super old doctor, and then they retired.
Yeah. Steady hands. Yeah. That would, I didn't think about that.
But so I found the one. And so hopefully next Thursday afternoon, I'll be able to meet them.
Oh, that's good. Exciting. All the vibes.
It's a blind date.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Quite the blind date.
Okay, so that was my doozy. What's your doozy?
So my real doozy is I got a call during the show, and Maura's already addressed it. Is that apparently our neighbors below us that moved in 2 weeks before us are complaining about us for noise.
Wait, why?
Yeah. What?
So apparently the manager of our apartment, because no one leaves notes on doors in our apartment complex. You just call the association, they deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But apparently they were upset because we were so loud moving in a month ago was the first complaint we got. And apparently this was the second complaint we got was 2 days ago. Now here's the thing. My apartment has the quiet hours in college, 10 to 8-ish.
Yeah.
I go to bed before 9. Okay. So Maura and Teddy are the only two things up in our apartment
just
for
loud
2 hours before they go to bed.
Someone needs to get a hobby, I feel like.
They complain about what kind of noise? Because the hard thing about the people above you is unless it's music, if they're just walking, there's not really much you can do about it. Unless they're doing jumping jacks.
I don't miss that apartment life.
Obviously, Moore's not working out at 10 p.m. before bed. That's not the best
she's
thing
not,
to stay up
banging
or
drums or anything.
But they said stomping. So I'm Teddy ain't stomping.
Stomping.
Moore's not stomping. So I don't know if it's the old people. I think it's an elderly couple that moved in below us because, like I said, they moved in 2 weeks before we did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because we actually toured their apartment because it's the same model as ours. And so I have to go home and figure out what's going on with that.
That's like the apartments are weird that way too. It's not, it's hard to prove too.
And and the weird thing was just why are you complaining? You know, we just moved in.
Yeah.
But we're still getting the furniture right.
Yeah. Hello, neighbor.
We just put pads under everything, so it can move and not be loud, but.
I think,
my life.
Yeah, well, that is a doozy.
Yeah.
I used to have to call my apartment too because I couldn't tell where the noise is coming from because it'd be a couple that would sing really loudly at noon and it would just be obnoxiously loud and I couldn't tell where it was coming from.
That's random.
That's nap time. So that was but at least your association gets involved. My association now, my neighbor had their tree on my house I reached out to the association and they said, we really don't handle neighbor conflict. And I was what do you do? What exactly? And
is your job?
The tree fell down my backyard and thank God tree wasn't outside, but I was in Tampa. So Sauce had to take care of it when she was house sitting, but it's okay. Anyway.
Yeah, and just the weird thing is that the manager that called us, he's been there since we originally were at the apartment. He's your old apartment didn't get any complaints at all. People actually liked you guys. I'm So that what happened? It's the people below us then.
You literally moved two doors down, didn't you?
So it's the people below us, I assume.
Listen, people below, we're gonna send notes.
We're gonna stomp on you all day long.
We're gonna write Darren's Dance Grooves and Dance Revolution, and it's it's over for you. We're gonna do what's the P90X? We're gonna do that, and it's over for you fools. So. Well, that's a good one, Hoodie. That's very good. I think it's giving passing looks. Riley, what are you excited about today?
I'm excited to go back to the gym, sort of. I mean, I'm not, honestly, let me be real. This today's going to suck, period. But I took the day off yesterday, which was much needed for a little nappy nap. And I'm hoping the baby sleeps because he woke up at 2:30 in the morning.
That's tough.
Okay, like, listen, it's what we asked for, right? He's a newborn. Well, yeah. It's going to happen. I'm just like, kid, it's about time you grow up. No, I'm kidding.
Well,
grow up and sleep.
No. I thought he was sleeping.
He goes back and forth. Like, to us, 4.5 hours is a party, right? If he gets 4.5 hours straight, we're like, woo, we can do this. But then every once and again, he'll have, like, tummy issues, and he'll wake up.
Okay.
And let me tell you, there ain't nothing more horrific than changing a poopy diaper in the middle of the night.
Yeah, nope. I'm gonna have my kids gonna be housebroken.
I can't wait for those middle of the night calls.
I got time. I got plenty of time for that to happen. So, you do. I enjoy the gym. Maybe I'll see. Are you going to the one here? Or are you going to the one down the road?
I'm probably gonna go to the Sport and Health.
Okay, so I will not see you then. Are you going today? I went yesterday too.
Oh.
Yeah. The weird thing about getting out of work when we do, like, there's like a short window where, like, you can go to the gym and nobody, the lunch crowd's not there yet.
Isn't that the best? It's like the twinkle hour of the gym.
I missed it by about 3 minutes yesterday.
And if you miss it, man, you miss it.
And so I only got to do like two things because everything else, like, for that day that Marshall, it was all. So I'm hoping that if I got here soon today, I can make up for yesterday and then do today. So you got it. But I walked 4 miles. So that was fun. So Rose, what are you excited for today?
I have to do a little shopping because there's a wedding coming up that I'm going to. And I realize that I don't have like spring type of dresses. So that is my task for this. I need to order by like probably tomorrow at the latest because it's coming up soon. But I'm like, all the things I have, I realize in my closet are like dark colors. And I asked like what the dress is. And the only thing the bride gave me was no long dresses. And the only spring dress that I actually have is a long dress. So I'm like, I don't know what to do. Do I just hem it and make it work? Yeah. Or do I have to, like, I, so that's just my struggle right now. So I just need like wedding guest dress idea. So, floral or
palm tree print, I think, is really good.
Palm tree. Oh, like palm trees on there?
Just tropical print in general. Because I always try to stay away from. Because they always like, you see these TikToks where it's like wedding guest suggestions and it's always lace. I'm like, are you crazy? Because what if the bride has lace? No.
Well, I was wearing lace to our boss's wedding. I actually got to figure that out too because it's very loosey goosey for dudes as far as what to. It's not like suit and tie. It's like summer.
Well, because it's some, but hey, listen, it's say that it's like summer, just casual or whatever. First of all, there ain't nothing casual about Rob.
Well, I'm going to wear N1 ripaway pants in case the game breaks out.
Don't you dare.
In case I want to cross these fools walking down the aisle. So,
oh my gosh.
I get my shot today. Very excited for that.
Excited? Is that really the word?
I mean, excited to get out of the way. But excited to be able to do normal stuff. And I got mainly because I'm sure I'm going to need it for coaching. So that's be good for that. So thanks for watching today's podcast. You can go to Facebook to search your morning show. It's all there. Make sure to check out the full show as well. And we'll see you tomorrow.
The new way to wake up. Your morning show with John and Riley and Rose. Follow us on your iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.